The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hey guys, it's Dan. So in this video, we're going to do a couple of lives today, actually. We're doing them on LinkedIn. Not that we can go live on LinkedIn, but we're doing some videos on LinkedIn, some on YouTube and some on here. So because we can reutilize some of these videos, you see, that's why we do them. And we can help people. So the question today is, the statement today is, what are the three questions that if you answered right now would actually grow your business? I've got my hand on my hip and I'm in a telling situation. So let me just tell you what those three questions are, that if you answer them properly right now, you can actually grow your business today. So question number one, and I had them as a flash of inspiration whilst I was in the shower, which is where a lot of my flashes of inspiration come from, by the way. I'm pretty sure we all have our own locations where that happens too. So the first question is, what are you stuck on? Like, it sounds pretty obvious, and although you might like have a feeling you know what you're stuck on, you need to clearly define it, because something that is clearly defined is actually half solved. So let me do that as a diagram just to show you what I mean. Stick it on an angle. There we go. The sunshine is, I'll do it over here so you can see it. So what we've got then is, if this is a problem right here, this square is the problem, what we've got is we've got clearly defined boundaries as to what the problem actually is. And when we know what the problem is, we can clearly define those boundaries. But we can also determine what the problem is not. Okay? So let's say you've got a problem of, let's call it money. Let's say I've not got enough money. Because generally, we're in a wealth creation group because we've not got enough money. Or we've got money, but we want to grow it and we want to find out how to make our money work for us. So let's say that's the problem right now, but actually we haven't got enough money. Let's say that. Well, what is the problem not? This is Cartesian logic, by the way, for those NLPers amongst us. What is the problem not? Well, the problem isn't my health. Okay, maybe. Problem isn't my relationship. Maybe. Like, if it is, if you have got a problem with your health, okay, that's another box that needs to be firmly defined. Let's call that one health. Health, I can't remember how to spell it. So that's fine, but right now we're talking about money. We're not talking about health. And this is what people do. They clump all of these issues together and go, my life's not working, oh, woe is me. When actually that's just not true. Let's say relationship, we'll just call that R, save me having to write relationship all the way down. Let's say that relationship is working. Brilliant. Let's put a firmly boundary condition on that, so we know that relationship works. So we know that the problem with money is not relationship. If your health is a problem, then you have to deal with it separately instead of clumping it all together, because that mountain, you know, the mountain you've got to climb, when you actually get closer to the mountain, you realize it's full of tiny little pebbles. And these tiny little pebbles, where are we? These tiny little pebbles are made up of, like, their money. It's made up of their health. It's made up of this relationship. That's really hard to do. So getting really clear on what the actual problem is. Let's change this up a little bit. And let's say it's not money in your business right now. Let's say it's clients. You see, clients, actually, let's just redo this entirely. Because the problem in your business is not clients. You might lump it as clients. And that's my problem, Dan. That's not your problem at all. This client is not your problem. Your problem is, because you've got several problems, it might be sales. It might be, let's call it lead gen. Or leads. Let's call it leads. And this one might be conversion. So where's your problem? Is it in sales? Well, no, I'm not even getting clients coming through. Brilliant. We can say what the problem is not. Right? Which means we don't have to focus on sales. Is your problem conversion? No, I'm not even getting the phone ringing. Brilliant. We can get rid of these. That's not your problem. That might be your problem once you get the phone ringing, but that's not your problem right now, okay? And when the phone's ringing but you're not converting, then we'll deal with that specific problem. What's your problem then? Well, it's leads. I'm not generating leads. Brilliant. We can now clearly define that it's generating leads that's the problem. So what are you doing to generate leads? Oh, I'm not doing anything. Oh, I wonder why you're not generating leads. How many sales books have you, not sales books, how many marketing books have you read? None. How many marketing courses have you gone on? None. How many marketing podcasts? None. Hey, Martin, hope you're well. Thanks for joining. So just very briefly to recap. So we have to clearly define what the problem is. If you're not getting any sales, then that might be the problem, but not if the reason is because you're not generating leads, if that makes sense. So now we know what the clear problem is. We know that it's a lead gen problem, and we can discount these two other problems because it's not that. Like, it could be that the phone is ringing, but you're not converting, in which case we know the problem isn't leads. The problem is conversion, and we can work solely on conversion. That's really important. So then question number two. So that was question number one, by the way. What are you stuck on? So it could be health, could be relationships, could be wealth, it could be money, it could be income, it could be leads, it could be getting clients, which is broken down into getting the individual parts. So then the next bit is, what do you need? Like, what do you need? But we can only get to question two when we actually understand what question one is. Question one being, what are you stuck on? And we've clarified it's leads. Most people say, well, I haven't got any clients. That's the wrong problem to be focusing on, because it can be broken down. Now, actually, lead gen can also be broken down, right? So how are you breaking down your lead gen? Like, what aspect of getting leads is failing? It's a great question. What aspect of generating leads is working? Is a great question, right? So we can break it down. So the next bit is, what are you going to do? Or rather, what do you need in order to help you? Now, it could be, let's say it's generating leads. Maybe you need a coach, okay? Maybe you need to read a book. Maybe you need some training. Maybe you need to come over to Spain and do our 2-day strategy and implementation intensive. That will definitely sort that out. That's for sure. What do you need? Like, let's say it's, so the problem is, I haven't got enough money and I hate my job and I want to be a property sourcer. Brilliant. So we know what's working and we know what's not working. Okay. So we know that the problem is property sourcing. You want to learn how to do that. We can put you in touch with the guy that can get you those results. Okay. Because what is it that you need? Well, I need training on how to be a property sourcer and coaching on how to be a property sourcer. Perfect. So that's, what do you need? Once you know what the clearly identified problem is, then you can work out what you need. And then the final part is, who can help you achieve it? Because as when we're self-employed as entrepreneurs, boy, we try and do everything, don't we? I know I do it myself. And only recently have we started shoving our videos out to, I should just send it that way, sending them out to a guy in Bulgaria who's doing our videos for us. And he puts music over the top and like a front bit and an end bit and our content in the middle. And it looks really cool. So a bit of drone footage. It looks really good. So, but I also am really guilty of trying to do everything myself and letting go of things to give to other people. I find very difficult too. So that's a skill that I'm learning. So what's the clearly defined problem for me was, I've got a lot of content that I want to create, but I'm spending so much time editing and putting music on and all that other stuff that I didn't have time to create content. Now we've got someone else doing that. We're out creating more content. This is my third Facebook Live video this morning, and we've got stuff uploading to YouTube as we speak. So it's now happening, right? But because I was trying to do it on my own, it wasn't happening. So we had to clearly define what the problem was. Then we can work out, what do we need? For me, I needed someone to actually go edit it. And the third question was, who can help you achieve it? And it was my guy in Bulgaria. So what is it for you? Those three questions. Number one, what are you stuck on? Clearly define what the problem is. Number two, what do you need in order to solve that problem? It could be learning. It could be a person. And then the third one is, who can help you achieve it? Because we can't create all this wonderful future on our own. All right. Hope that's useful for you. Just let me know if you've got any comments down below. And we'll speak to you on the next video. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.